These days, work is in trouble. We've outsourced most of our manufacturing to other countries, sending away good jobs and our capability to make things. American Giant is pushing back against that tide. They make the high-quality clothing staples you need for a comfortable, stylish, and active summer wardrobe, like vintage-style tees, breathable polos, lightweight sweatshirts, and so much more, right here in the USA. So when you buy American Giant, you create jobs in towns and cities across the country, and jobs bring pride, purpose. They stitch people together. Support America's workers and get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with promo code STAPLE20. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code STAPLE20.
My favorite whiskey of all time is George C. Stagg, but Buffalo Trace, the distillery that makes it, also makes Stagg, H. Taylor Barrel Proof, and Benchmark Full Proof from the same mash bill and releases them at about the same high proof. They're vastly different in availability, and the price on the secondary market is also very different. So which one would you pick in a blind? If you want to find out what we pick and get a chance to do your own blind at home, then stick around. Before we get started, we have to thank our Patreon supporters. We do have a Patreon support page, and everybody's names that are on the screen right now are supporting at the top three levels. And without Patreon support, we would not be able to continue to provide this free content to all of you out there that are watching this video right now. And if you want to find out more about how to support this channel, stick around to the end. We're going to talk about that. But before we get started in this blind, this channel likes to educate.
Yes.
And so we're going to do a little bit of education. So Buffalo Trace started off as the Old Fashioned Copper Distillery, and it opened in 1869 or 1870, depending on what source you're looking at. Mm-hmm. And it was started by E.H. Taylor, which that's the namesake for one of the whiskeys that we are going to try. But the distillery was bought by George T. Stagg just 8 years later.
Okay.
And that's because E.H. Taylor and George T. Stagg had very different business disciplines, and they could not get along. Mm. Later, E.H. Taylor started the Old Taylor Distillery that is now Castle and Key after he left George T. Stagg. But George T. Stagg took over in 1878, and the distillery's name was changed to the George C. Stagg Distillery in 1904, and it remained named the George C. Stagg Distillery until 1999, when it was changed to Buffalo Trace. Although, if you read our friend's book, Warehouse H, mm-hmm. He actually says that there were some legal documents that were filed to change the name of the distillery in between those two time frames, but it never really was fully implemented or something. But it went from George C. Stagg to the Buffalo Trace Distillery in 1999. So that explains the name of the E.H. Taylor barrel proof and the George C. Stagg. The Stagg whiskey itself was originally called Stagg Jr., and it was supposed to be like the smaller brother of George C. Stagg. But since Stagg is actually about an eight-year-old product, which is a good ripe old age for bourbon in Kentucky, they decided to drop the junior part because they didn't think it was necessary. It shouldn't be looked at as a lesser version.
Sure.
It should be looked at as a different offering. Mm-hmm. So that makes the question, where did the Benchmark whiskey get its name? Mm-hmm. And the funny thing is if you go to the Buffalo Trace website, it tells this whole story about the surveyors that originally mapped out the land that Buffalo Trace sits on, and that he used benchmarks as they were going through their process. And that story is totally untrue. And it never ceases to amaze me the willingness of even really large whiskey producers going out and making completely BS story for marketing purposes. It's a little bit nuts to me. But the truth is that Benchmark was originally created by Samuel Bonfman, who owned the Seagram's Distillery. He was probably the number one bootlegger in Canada during Prohibition, bringing whiskey across into the States. He became very wealthy, and he owned Seagram's mm-hmm. And other brands. He bought distilleries here in the United States. And he created the Benchmark brand as a premium whiskey in the 1960s, and it was originally distilled at what is currently the Four Roses Distillery. So originally Benchmark was what we know today as Four Roses.
Okay.
But his son took over the company after his death, and his son liked to see if he could get Hollywood famous women to sleep with him. And to accomplish that goal, he started buying Hollywood film studios, which he didn't really know how to run, but he knew how to run a casting couch. And so eventually he bankrupted the entire family's legacy, and Sazerac Corporation ended up buying the Benchmark name from Seagram's when they were in bankruptcy. So that's kind of the whole story. And Benchmark was actually just kind of a play on words that we're going to make whiskey that'll be the benchmark that all other whiskeys should be compared to. Sure. Didn't have anything to do with surveyors. So,
okay.
All right, so we're going to do a blind. So we have four glasses in front of us. Wes, who is off camera.
Yo!
Poured this blind for us. We have no idea what is in each glass. And I have to tell you, I am scared to death. Because I tell everybody...
You don't want to get it wrong.
I do not want to get this wrong. But part of the reason why I'm scared is because the lowest proof in this flight... is the George T. Stagg.
Oh.
Because the one that we happened to be tasting out of was 2019. It was only 116 proof. And so this makes it highly possible that I will pick something other than George T. Stagg as my first pick. So what do you say? We sniff it up, taste it up,
sure.
And rank it up and see what happens.
Let's do it.
Good chance of embarrassment, so stick around.
No, I mean, like, I don't know anything about anything, so.
You know what you like.
I know what I like, I know what I don't like.
Oh!
No, honey bunny. It's gonna be fine.
There's still some in there.
Yeah, you can still taste it.
Just give me some of yours.
Clean up on all nine.
Welcome back to Pretentious Whiskey Reviews. Today, we're evaluating the 1982 Pappy Van Winkle. Ooh. I'm detecting a hint of Bolivian virgin tears and East Indian, no, West Indian grasses.
Y'all, you don't need all that crap. All you need is an American Whiskey Aroma Kit from BourbonRollTalk.com. Developing your palate is a learned skill. Over time, you can train your taste buds without being a douchebag. Get yours today at BourbonRollTalk.com.
I'm also getting Indian nutmeg. All right, Wes, come on camera. All right, so last time we did this, I guessed.
Okay.
I have my rankings based on flavor.
Mm-hmm.
So let's go over those. Both of us will declare our rankings, and then I think I should guess which I think is what.
Okay. I love guessing.
All right, so whiskey on their far right, our far left, this one right here. Don't reveal what it is yet.
Okay.
Okay. What was that rank for you?
Like in terms of 1, 2, 3, 4?
Yeah.
That was number 2 for me.
Number 2 for me as well. Second whiskey.
Okay.
What was it for you?
4.
It was number 1 for me.
Okay.
Number 3 for you was?
Number 1 for me.
Number 1, it was number 3 for me.
Okay.
And 4 was?
3 for me.
3 for you. It's last place for me.
Okay.
Okay, so now that our rankings are out there, I would like to venture a guess.
Okay, you're going to go through all four, or you just have a couple you think you know? Okay, all four, here we go. What do you think glass number 1
on their far right, I think it's Stag.
Okay.
Okay. Glass number 2, I think, is E.H. Taylor Barrel Proof.
Okay.
Glass number 3, I think, is George T. Stag.
Okay.
And glass number 4, I think, is Benchmark.
Okay. All right. You got 4 out of 4, correct.
Oh, wow.
I nailed it?
Nailed it.
I was so scared.
I thought you were, when you first started, you said Stag, so I thought you were talking about
George C. Stag.
Yeah,
no,
I was
no,
like,
no.
Oh, you got that wrong.
This is the first bottle I've ever had that, oh no, this happened
no, that
to
is
be Stag. Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah. But that's
the
what
one behind
off.
It is the first one I ever
that's
had.
That's what
it.
Threw me off. Yeah. But you are correct. The first glass to your left, which you placed second, you placed.
Also second.
Second okay. is Stag Jr.
Okay.
All right. The next glass over, which you was your last place mm-hmm. finish, your first place finish is the barrel proof from E.H. Taylor.
Yep.
Then third, we've got the GTS. And then the last one is the Benchmake Full Proof.
Yes. So this one had more chocolate.
I think I just said Benchmade. I meant Benchmark.
It's fine.
We'll
fix it in post.
I sell Benchmade knives, and I had Benchmade on my mind.
Yeah, okay.
But yes.
So this one had a little bit more chocolate, but not smoke. This one was fruitier, floral.
Yeah.
That's how I was able to tell, because I get more fruity floral on E.H. Taylor. And both of these happen to be 131 proof.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're not going to be able to tell the difference in proof in those. So you got to look for floor characteristics and barrel characteristics.
Yeah.
I knew this one was the Stag, the George C. Stag, whenever I smelled it, because it was the only one that had enough smoky characteristics on the nose to have been a 15-year.
Okay, so you'd say the GTS is the smokiest on the nose out of all four.
Yeah, because of the time in that charred barrel.
Yeah.
And then I knew this one was the benchmark because all of these have a dark cherry characteristic to them.
Mm-hmm.
This one tastes like grape to me.
Oh, yeah.
And when Buffalo Trace Mashable 1 is young, it
tastes
like
grape.
It does
have that grapey, yeah. I agree with that.
And so I was able to identify this one on the grape note, this one on the smoke, this one on the floral, and this one on the chocolate.
Way to go, big dog.
I cannot believe I got it right.
So proud of you.
I was so afraid.
Mine was like, yepper, noper.
Yeah.
That's my tasting notes for y'all.
All right.
Super helpful.
So don't be nervous that this GTS bottle is almost empty, because we've got another 2019 up there that's totally full.
There you go.
And we're going to give away some whiskey.
We should. We do every time.
And these are epic pours.
They are epic.
How many do you think we should give away?
How about three?
Let's do three one-ounce sample
packs.
But let's do it a little different.
Okay.
Let's do it blind.
Oh.
So we're going to give you these three samples for you, or these four samples for you to try blind at home the same way that we did. There's certainly enough whiskey in here for you to include two other people, maybe even three other people, because you really only need about a quarter of an ounce to evaluate a whiskey. So it'd be cool if you did it that way. But what we're going to do is we're going to do this sample pack blind. And so they're going to be labeled like A, B, C, D, or 1, 2, 3, 4. And you're going to have to send us your rankings, and then we'll tell you what was in each bottle.
Okay.
So I think that'll be a little bit more fun. And all you have to do to enter to win is like this video, subscribe to the channel, ring the bell, which will notify you of future content and also future giveaways, because we do a giveaway in every video, and then fill out the web form. In the video description below. It'll get basic information from you. We'll run a randomizer, post the results publicly, reach out to the winner, get your address, send you your samples absolutely for free, and tell them how they can support the channel, pretty girl.
Well, as we mentioned earlier, we do have a Patreon. So we've got six different levels to fit every budget, but we tried to include some really awesome member benefits, including distillery takeovers, in-person meetups, monthly virtual bottle shares, discounts on merch, and you have the satisfaction of knowing that you're supporting us and our mission. So.
Yeah. And you can also support us by purchasing our merch on our website at bourbonrealtalk.com.
We've got some great merch.
We do have great merch. So throughout the years, I've gone to Lindsay and said, I found a whiskey problem. Have something made that fixes it. And so that's why we have such great stuff on our site. We've got bottle carrying bags. We have lanyards. We have
tasting glasses that are great with high proof spirits. We have aroma kits to train your senses. We've got a lot of stuff. So you could check that out. And last but not least, we run a real estate company. I'm a residential real estate agent. Lindsay Worst is my transaction coordinator. And you could hire us as your residential real estate agent in the Houston or Dallas metro areas. And we do give epic bottles as closing gifts to those that meet us through our whiskey endeavors.
Yeah.
If you choose to hire us. And there are links to all three of the ways to support the channel in the video description below. So check that out. And if this is your first time tuning into the channel, we'd love to tell you a little bit about our show philosophy. We're all about bringing people together around whiskey. And that is because we lost my brother to suicide in 2014. And in after his passing, I was making some transitions in my life with my friend group. And I was looking to form new bonds and new connections with people. And I started to notice how whiskey brought people together and helped to create fast friends. And eventually that translated into us starting this channel to help get you connected to whiskey. So the whiskey did the rest of the job and get you connected to others. But if you want connection, you do have to have a forum for communication. And when we looked around, we did see a lot of trolls that were saying hateful things online. And so we started our own forum that's absolutely troll-free called Bourbon Real Talk Community. It's Facebook-based, and you can go join anytime that you would like. But those trolls taught us a second lesson, and that was if they can hate online, we can love online. And that's why we end every episode the same way, and that's this. If you woke up this morning and you're unsure whether or not anyone loved you, just know.
We love you.
And we'll see you next time on Bourbon Real Talk. Cheers.
Testing my new whiskey glass that I had designed.
Why?
Well, there's a company out there that's a real Karen. Hmm. And she threatened to sue us.
Really? You don't say.
Yeah, so we had been producing some traditional tulip-shaped whiskey glasses.
Oh, yes. Uh-huh.
We never used the name.
Right, of course.
But they claimed to own the shape of the glass.
Mm-hmm.
And since I'm just a little guy, I couldn't fight.
Right.
But do you know what that motivated us to do, Wes?
What?
To go out and design a glass that was actually made for high-proof American spirits. So the company that had the problem with us, their glass was originally designed for low-proof Scotch whiskey.
Oh, okay.
80, 86 proof, that type of thing. Mm-hmm. And you know what I had noticed? Every time I would nose a really high-proof, high-quality spirit in the United States out of this glass, all I got was ethanol burn.
Yeah, a little burn there. I felt that.
And so we went out and we designed this glass that's actually designed for those higher-proof spirits. And I'm so confident in this glass that if anybody were to go to our website and buy one, I'm offering a money-back guarantee.
Wow.
If you get that glass to your house and you find yourself one of these traditional tulip-shaped glasses and you nose a high-proof spirit side by side and you can't tell the difference, I will gladly give you your money back.
So what you're saying is they can really stick it to the Karen and support the little guy by going to bourbonrealtalk.com and ordering one of these with absolutely no risk. They could get their money back if they don't prefer it nosing it to the other?
Absolutely. Okay. And if you love small business and you like sticking it to Karens, that's the way to go.
Stick it to Karen. BourbonRealTalk.com.
Cheers.